There's a halacha l'maisa we learn from Parshas Vayechi. Seems to be very clear from the parasha, and as you'll see, the Rambam makes a limud with the Perish. And afal pi kein, it's an issue of a certain amount of disagreement. Now the question is whether someone who's nifter of chutz la'aretz has a maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael or not. It would seem from this week's parasha that there's a maila. Yaakov Avinu was mashbia Yosef to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So from the pashtus of the parasha, it would seem that it's a maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rambam says, and this is in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Hei Halachi Yavinu. When the Rambam talks about the maila of living in Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam says, Amru Chachamin, anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael has mechilas avaynais shenema v'chol baal yomer shechein chalisi ha'am hayosheba nisay oven. Ha'am hayosheba, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, that's not, it doesn't mean carte blanche that you get a free ticket, but it means that the living in Eretz Yisrael is an emtsai, it's towards kapara salam. If someone's buried in Eretz Yisrael, it's a kapara, kilu hamokim shehubay mizbeya kapara, shenemar b'chiper ad masayamai. Ve'ina daima kaltasi mechayim kaltasi achamaisa. It's not daima going to Eretz Yisrael alive to going after Misa. Took their mace in Eretz Yisrael. Go and learn from Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov and Yosef were mitzvah to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So that's a raya that kvuras Eretz Yisrael is a man. Gemara Moed Kot and Chafei that Rav Hunda also left the tzava to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, even though he lived in Babel. So it seems to be open and shut from the parasha that there's a maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Now from Yaakov Avinu, it's not such a raya, because there's a maila to be buried in Kivrei Avos. So maybe he wanted to be buried by Avraham and Yitzchak. But Yosef, who was buried not in Kivrei Avos, buried in Shechem. So from there, it's probably a stronger raya than the raya from Yaakov Avinu. We see from here that there's a maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It's known that the Rambam left the tzava to be buried. We don't know how it happened that he got to Tveria. But the kever HaRambam is there. In Derasicha, the Yester Paim, which kvarim in Eretz Yisrael are real. Kvarim and kvarim everywhere with names. Which ones are authentic? So he answers, it's in Parsha Shlach, in the first volume of the Sikha. He says, the ones that were Nizgalai, they are Rizal, the ones that are brought down, that the Arib was Megala, plus Keva HaRambam B'Tveri. Plus the Rambam's Keva. So apparently, wherever Chaim knows it, he has this Messiah that the Keva HaRambam is accurate. And in Cain, we see the Rambam himself behave the way he writes here, in the Yad, that there's a maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. It seems we passed in that way, because in Shulchan Aruch, in Simishin Samach Gimel, it says, Ein mefanenes hameis. Once a person is buried, you're not allowed to move him. And it says a few exceptions. One of the exceptions is, L'kavrei Eretz Yisrael. You're allowed to be mefanenes hameis to bury him in Eretz Yisrael. So, it has to be a benefit for the mace. So that also seems to be a raya that the ikers, now we have a raya from Chumash, a raya from the Beferish Rambam, Beferish seems to be Beferish Shulchan Aruch. And then there's a Chuvas Maralbach. The Maralbach lived in Yerushalayim when Yerushalayim was first resettled in the 1500s. Rabach was the leader of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. And, during the fight over the Smicha, he was the leader of those in Yerushalayim. It was the Rabach. So Rabach has a tshuva. Listen to this. A Hilchot Tshuva brings it. Shesam again. The Shaila he was asked, that the Maralbach was asked, was about someone who died in Chutz La'aretz and did not leave a tzava to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Is a mutter to take in Eretz Yisrael if he didn't leave a tzava? Involves, especially then with no airplanes, it involves not burying the mace for many days. Are you allowed to? And the Maralbach says, certainly you're allowed to. He says, "Va'ayin ani yomer." Listen to Maralbach. This is the Tshuva brings it. He says, "Ayin ani yomer." Even if he was megala b'chayev that he does not want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, hear this: if megala b'chayev, he does not want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Still, you can take him to Eretz Yisrael to bury him because all the poskim say it's a naila. So you know, when he was alive, he didn't know, but once he's dead, he knows. You're allowed to take him. He says, however, if he wrote in his tzava not to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, he says, even though I really think you could, it's hard if he wrote in the tzava. A tzava, if you know his das was not to, he says, you could bury. If he wrote in tzava, it's hard to be over in the tzava of a mace. So the Maralbach is very, very adamant, very strong in this mahalach. And he holds that being buried in Eretz Yisrael is a maila. Even if he didn't know about a b'chayav, now he certainly wants it. So we have a host of clear makayros kadmainim. It's a maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Shlomo Kluger left in his tzava that if they can get earth from Eretz Yisrael, they should put it in his cavern. That already was also brought in the Paiskin, the idea of taking earth from Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah brings such a minig. And we do it here in Chutz La'aretz, if you're aware of it. They take off for Eretz Yisrael every time they bury a mace. They're two minhagim. The old minig was they spread offer under the mace, on the ground underneath. He was buried on the offer Eretz Yisrael. And the newer minig is to put offer. Newer minig. It really goes back to the Mavriyavik. It goes back a long time, but in America, I've only seen it recently that they actually put offer on the openings of the body of the mace, the eyes and the nose, the mouth, and they say, look, it's such a minig. Now, earth wouldn't stay, so they have pieces of clay, shards of clay that they put, and in many places they have the minig that they after the body is lowered into the ground, that somebody goes in and puts these things on those spots of the mace. And be that as it may, this minig, to use at least some in some manner, offer Eretz Yisrael, is a minig, old Ashkenazic minig, by the Ramah. Shlomo Kluger writes in his Tzava, if you can't get offer from Eretz Yisrael, take offer from the Beis Medrash, the Chutz La'aretz. The best place to take it from is under where the Shliach Tzibur stands. I think he would say under where the Rav stands. Under where the Shliach Tzibur stands. If the Shliach Tzibur davens with all the minyanim, the Rav only davens with one minyan. Tzibur, every minyan is Shliach Tzibur. But that's what he writes in his Tzava. So all this points to a tremendous shita to bury in Eretz Yisrael l'chadchila and bury at least with offer Eretz Yisrael, the Chiper Ad Masayah. There are those who disagree. In 1986, I had a brother that was Nifter, it was Nifter Young. And it was the first person in our family. My father came from Europe, so there was no Kivri Avos in America. And the family bought a kever. I was Masupik if I should buy a kever next to him. I should be buried near Eretz Yisrael. So I asked Rafam. If the palm then is better to be buried in Israel, better to be buried here. The palm said, I'm very misupic about it. Tell me I'm misupic for myself. I don't know. So I asked him, what's your suffix? He read Masayama. In Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be a maila. He said, yeah, but there's the Yerushalmi. I'll explain the Yerushalmi to you. And the palm at that time was misupic. Later, told me, by the way, he became sick the second time, the last time in his life, he told me that he had decided to be buried here, near his father. So he's buried here. Most Gedolim over the generations, over the earlier generations, they didn't have the wherewithal to be moved to Eretz Yisrael. Even fairly recently, most Gedolim, well, I think most Gedolim were buried here. At least, certainly in the Chassidish world, for sure. Even in the Yeshivish world, sort of a split. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky left the Tzavah to be buried here. And his son, Rabbi Avram, who's also in Gan Eden, Rabbi Avram told me that when he went with his father to Eretz Yisrael, and they went, he said, Tar Menuchis, these are words he said, I don't know what it means exactly. He said, and he saw his father looking around, and he sensed that it was enticing to him. I don't know what it means exactly to be enticing to a person to be buried in a place, but he said he looked around, and so he said later he worked up the courage to ask him if he's changing his mind. So he said, you're right, that's what I was thinking. I'm not changing my mind. I think a person has to be buried where the mishpacha could come to be the sow, like a kever. I think because of the cheshbon of the Yerushalmi, he didn't tell me when. But he talked to me about it. It was a very awkward time. It was a time that he was going for surgery. Like, I wouldn't bring up any talking about death at that point. So he mentioned it to me. I'll tell you the Yerushalmi and I'll tell you where it comes from. First of all, I have my own two cents, if you don't mind. So I'll tell you first. I think the Rambam is a raya from the parasha, because the Rambam didn't have Rashi. The Rambam didn't have Rashi. So the Rambam said, thinks it's a raya from Yaakov Avinu. I think it's a raya, just the opposite. What does Rashi say? Why did Yaakov want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael without a Mitzrayim? No? Rashi gives three reasons. Why am I buried without a Mitzrayim? The kingdom shouldn't bother him, and you shouldn't make him an Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't have Tirchav Mechaylais. What's bothering Rashi? He wants to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. What's bothering Rashi? I don't understand the Rashi. If you learn that it's a mile to be buried in Yisrael, be'etzam as v'chiper ad mosei amai. So what's the pshat in the Rashi? Why do you want to bury it? Why do you want to bury it in Yisrael? Not good, right? It's not enough to be matriach yosef. So nowadays it's enough. And no dead person brings himself. He always has to be matriach somebody. Okay, perhaps. So it's a better reason that the kingdom of the United States should be. At any rate, the Yerushalmi says the following. The Yerushalmi says, it's a mila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. But somebody who didn't bother coming b'chayav shouldn't come b'maisa. Where brings a maisa, the two... Rolim, I suppose, Rebbe Bar Kuri, I don't know if he's a Tana or a Meir, and a Rebbe Lazar. They saw a Roinais coming from Chutzlaris to Eretz Yisrael, and they said the Pasik, V'tavayu v'tetamu es arzi, v'maisam. V'tavayu, you're sending dead bodies here? Come when you're alive. Don't come when you're dead. Similarly, there's a Zayar, that's the reason most Hasidic circles, different Hasidus have different customs. Most Hasidim have a minig not to, because the Zayar says that if somebody didn't move to Eretz Yisrael b'chayav and he goes to Maisai, brings the pasuk v'nachlosi samtam l'toyeva. Pasuk from Navi v'nachlosi samtam l'toyeva. You're making my nachla. It's a basic faris. Eretz Yisrael basic faris. Assuming he needs to move it. I'm not sure. If you look in the Sfas Emes, in this week's parasha, Shnas Tuf Resh Mem Aleph, he says, Peledik, he says, somebody who lives in Chutz Laaretz and gets buried in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know if he's saying, Hu Chayte or Hu Chayt. It says, Ches Tes Aleph. It's Hu Chayt. It's an Averit. It's an Averit. So here we have a great difference of opinion as to, it's like Mehem Mekotze L'Kotze. Either it's tremendous maila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, b'kipar ad masei amud. Even against his wishes, it's really a maila. Or it's a bezayin. Right? He said, nachlasi sam telateim. If it's a machlaik, it's Bavli Yerushalmi, we follow the Bavli. So which Bavli? Does it say Megillah Davar? That does not dafka somebody who couldn't go, who could go b'chayim and didn't go. Could be the same thing as Shulchan Aruch. Could say to you, Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was a Ben Eretz Yisrael. He wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael. Yosef wanted to be in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not a right. So there's a tremendous difference of opinion. Hinkin was very against burying in Eretz Yisrael. He said burying in Eretz Yisrael is for Gedolim. Brought a chorus that somebody who's less than a Adam Godlin gets buried in Eretz Yisrael. It's Maskir Avay Noisel. He says he can't be arrived from Yaakov Yosef. And he also said that it goes against Takanas Rav Gamliel. Gamliel made a Takana not to spend great amounts of money on burial. Right? That's why he said to bury people in simple shrouds, which are cheap. Today, if you buy fancy pajamas, they'd be much cheaper than what they bury people in today. But okay. But the Maisi made a Takana not to spend a lot of money. That's why we use simple arayness. And Hinkin held very stark against it. And I know cases where poor people feel a pressure to bury in Eretz Yisrael. And they don't have the money. Rav Aaron was buried in Eretz Yisrael. When his Rebbetzin was nifted many years later, she wrote Matzavah that she doesn't want tzedakah money or yeshiva money to be used to bury in Eretz Yisrael. She's perfectly happy to bury in America. If a wealthy man will come and give money and not take it off his tzedakah cheshbon, she's asking to be buried with Rav Aaron in her milchus. Goes on saying that somebody came along and gave the money. But that was her attitude, that tzedakah money you certainly should not take. Rav Moshe did not leave itself off for some mysterious reason. It wasn't like him. Their suspicions as to why. When he was nifted, there was a tremendous, there was a moment of tremendous tension about what to do. But in Hermanuchas, they gave him a welcome show, covered gadol, where Moshe buried him and far from the baron. And others that he was Isaac Iman Bechayah Bechayah. And he's buried there in Yisrael. It has to do with the other issues. But be that as it may, this is the difference of opinion. You know, we hope our Dar will, only one Dar is not going to have to get buried. There's Dar Shal Mashiach. We hope will be the Dar that will go straight to Tchias HaMeisim without being nifted. And Halavai. The other rights is to move to Eretz Yisrael B'chayav, and then you know, Shali will be there in Eretz Yisrael. So those are the two choices. I'd like to talk a little about the first part of the Rambam. I assume most of the people in this room are not thinking about where they will be buried in Mitzvah Hashem, Lachamei V'Esrim. And the Rambam, the same Rambam says that going there B'chayim is also, is Iker. The Iker, the Chiper Ad Masayama, is not after you're dead, but when you're alive. And the idea of Chibas Eretz Yisrael, which was went without saying for many generations, the Yidden couldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Yidden writes in his tshuva that he has a container with Ofer Eretz Yisrael, it's over the fireplace on the mantle. And he's saving it for Lach HaMoisai to be buried. He writes, Rebbe Yehuda, whatever teeth he lost the Chayav, he put there also. It's not that his teeth be buried with him. In Kabbalah, there's some idea like that, that the Ivarim of a person that are removed should be buried together. What? And it was a davar chaviv to him that he had offered Eretz Yisrael. This was a dream to have a connection to Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to share with you an idea, a thought regarding Eretz Yisrael. In Parashas Lech Lecha, you find that Avraham Avinu was told to go to Eretz Yisrael. First time a Yid is told to go to Eretz Yisrael, it's Lech Lecha Me'atzah. So Rashi says he didn't tell Avraham Avinu where he's going. Why didn't he tell him where he's going? Remember what Rashi says? There's two reasons. The second is Litei Tzchar, it's the same idea, to give Tzchar on every step. Is there a Baruch Ber, apart from an explanation for a Baruch Ber, which is very typical of Baruch Ber, but tremendous insight. He says the following. Because let's say somebody tells you, you believe to listen to a father, a Rebbe, or God, says, go there and pick up something. So then the picking something up is a mitzvah. Give it rav, give it, listening to Rabbi Yishlam, then mitzvah, listening to Rabbi Yishlam, it's the most is a mitzvah. The going is a hechsher mitzvah. The etzem going is not a gufa mitzvah. It's a hechsher mitzvah. The tzavah was to pick it up. To go pick it up. If you can jump there with magically and get there, it would also be good. The tzavah is, you know, go buy challahs in this store. The mitzvah is buying the challahs in the store. The going is a hechsher mitzvah. If your father tells you, go there, he doesn't say what he wants you to get. He says, go to this location. Even better, he tells you, go, and I'll tell you when to stop going. So Baruch Ber, then the going is the guf ha-mitzvah. It's not a hechsher mitzvah. The tzavah is not the purpose. The tzavah is the going. Now it's true, Avraham knew the purpose of his trip. But the going was without a location in Lech Lecha. I'm sorry, the Lech Lecha, I'm talking about the Akedah, was for a purpose. But the Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha is a... the Lech Lecha of the Akedah actually is the going itself, is the mitzvah. The Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha El Haaretz Asher Ara'eka. The going itself is a mitzvah. The Baruch Ben says that the Rabbeinu Shloilem set up here an idea that the going is a mitzvah. Now, I saw this Rabbi Avet brought in a sefer named Bar Panecha, so it's a very beautiful sefer. And he goes on, I don't know if this is continued from Rabbi Avet or the addition to it, but there's a Gemara. Oh, so he says both. He says, Litin Schar, because it's a Guf HaMitzvah. And also, to be Mechaviv, it's all part of it. Going someplace, you don't even know where you're headed. It creates a chavivus. Creating the chavivus, it's all part of the tzuras ha-mitzvah. This Gemara is site to chavkim, which is what mahalacha. The Gemara has a nice Rabbi Yechonon, davened in the shul. And a certain almana came to daven in the shul. So Rabbi Yechonon said to her, why are you davening here? There's another shul closer to your house. This is further from your house. Why are you traveling so far? So she responded to him. She said, sarcastically, she said to him, you don't think there's such a thing as schar psiyas? Or such a thing as schar for walking? So it sounds from the Gemara that Rabbi Yechonon was masking. And it's brought in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadik. Halach is brought, the Magen Avraham brings there the whole Gemara, that if you have two shuls in town, you go to the further one rather than the closer one. Nobody does this, right? You go to the further one to get schar psiyas. Get schar psiyas. So it's a ksas pella, this whole thing. Schar psiyas was something you have to do, I know. Let's say I'm going to shul. The shul's down my block. So instead of walking from here down my block, I'll go the long way around the block the other way. So I get schar psiyas for that. It's unneeded walking. I understand I get schar, right? The mitzvah goes somewhere, and I go somewhere, I get schar for it. But unneeded, needless walking, you get
it's not.
So they bring this idea. As a matter of fact, he brings it from a Lashon HaMaharal. This is the Sefer Parpanach, the beautiful Sefer from Eretz Yisrael, from the brother in the flat of I don't know his name. He says, so he brings a Maral. The Maral says, if you have two sukkahs, you have to go to the furthest sukkah. Avadinat. You have two places to buy an esrog. You have to go to the further place to buy an esrog. Zechanat. He says, dafka by going to shul. Because the halicha itself is a mitzvah. Meaning that the idea that Baruch Beis said about going to a Eretz Yisrael is true about going to any Makom Kaddish. Maral's Lashon is halicha likras hashchina is a mitzvah. Walking to greet the Shechina is a mitzvah. So this is the idea that halicha to Beis Medrash, halicha to Eretz Yisrael, the etzem halicha to Eretz Yisrael is a gufa mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to go. Besides being there and getting there, even the halicha is a mitzvah if you're going to Kras Hashem. This chavivus that Klal Yisrael had, Eretz Yisrael, all the generations, the truth is, the chavivus that Klal Yisrael had, Eretz Yisrael, it's ki'ilu, Eretz Yisrael is a person. Chafetz Chaim writes, in Sefer Chafetz Chaim, I looked it up. It brings from the Iranian. I couldn't believe it. I looked up the Iranian. The Iranian says it. It says, Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael is an Issa D'Oraisa. Not Lashon at all. Lashon Hara is only about Jews. Lashon Hara about God is not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara about things is not Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara about Eretz Yisrael. The Rajan spoke Lashon Hara. But what does that have to do with it? It's not an Issa Lashon Hara. It's a Lashon Hara. I looked up the Uraim. Uraim says in Yisrael, Klal Yisrael talks about Eretz Yisrael come out like a person. We had Sais Tosis, Vesogia of Akara, the Kibbutz Banel, the Seichel of Simcha. What are you talking about? Who's the Akara? The Akara is Yerushalayim. Vesoka Almanah. We call it Yerushalayim and Almanah. We talk about it in such Lashainais, Siyayin Haloi Tishali, Bishloi Vasirai. Most of you don't realize, somebody once asked me, it was a Jew, why in yeshivas we don't observe Yom Yerushalayim. I told him, Yom Yerushalayim? Of course we observe Yom Yerushalayim. I said, really? When? I told him, every Monday. Every Monday is Yom Yerushalayim. He said, what are you talking about? I tell him, we say a special capital in honor of Yerushalayim every Monday. Did you know that? If I knew that, then you say it on Monday. Is a Yom Shani. It's not that it's about Yerushalayim. That's what it's about. Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat. I can't say everyone says it. Because in Shul, they never say, give you enough time to say the Yom. No such thing. No such thing. Impossible to say all the words of the Yom from the Chazan gets the Kaddish. I noticed when I was in Monroe, I spent summers in Monroe by Satmar, but there, they give you enough time to say the Yom. Later, I realized that's because they say Tfilo Ledovin and Beis Yaakov, all these, you know, all these other paragraphs. So you get just about enough time to say the Yom. But what's it about? Shir Mizmor LeNekayach Gadol Hashem U'Malom Yai Beir Elokeinu Har Kodshei Pashup Shat Beir Elokeinu. It's Yerushalayim Har Kodshei Holy Mountain Yifei Noif, a beautiful city. The Seis Kol Haaretz Har Tzion. Har Tzion is a beautiful city that makes the whole world joyful. Yarkeseit Safayim, Kiryas Melech Rav. Yarkeseit Safayim, the city of the great king. Yarkeseit Safayim. At that time, I was explaining to Yarkeseit Safayim. But this is all about it. Kim Bachman, they say, how night of the list of God, it's Armona, it's Armona, it's Yerushalayim. So that's what it's about. Kasha Shamanu, Kenu, Inu, Be'ir Hashem Tzavakis, Be'ir Elokeinu, Kim Yechaynina, Adoy Lom Sela. You know what it's about? It's not even just two psukim about it, the whole thing. Yismach Hatzion, Tegelda Benais Yehuda. Sounds familiar a little bit. Yismach Hatzion, Tegelda, but as I get to the end, it's less likely you say it. It's a beautiful kapitel about Yerushalayim. Beautiful kapitel about Yerushalayim. We say L'chadaydi. I like to make the point. Everyone is sure that L'chadaydi is about Shabbos. L'chadaydi is just Gala. It's about Shabbos, no? L'chadaydi about Shabbos. They Shabbos the Kabbalah. So I want to tell you, the parts we say when Shabbos is Yom Tov is Shabbos, we say the first two and the last two. Yes, people, why when Yom Tov is Shabbos, you say the first two and the last two? Why? So I think most of us assume it's just another, like, Simchas Yom Tov. If I said, was Yom Tov, it is this certain Simcha to it, no? Kabbalah Shabbos, you skip a foot around enough, you skip. That's not the reason. Because the first two and the last two are about Shabbos. The middle ones are about the Churban, about Yerushalayim, Mikdash Melech, Ir Malucha, not a word about Shabbos. Kumitzi, Mitecha Afecha, Yerushalayim, stand up from your destruction. Ravav Sheves, Ve'eme Kabacha, we took Yerushalayim like a person. Uyachmoel, Olai Yechemla. It's not really of a Kumi, and you realize when you think about it, it's about. So on Yom Tov, we don't talk about the Churban, we skip it. Is a danger that because of our exposure, Baruch Hashem, to Eretz Yisrael, that it becomes a davar kal. Where for centuries, it was a davar chasha to go to Eretz Yisrael. And the Gra tried to go to Eretz Yisrael, he wasn't able to. So Yikvu min Hashemayim. How did the story happen? I don't know if Chafetz Chaim wanted to go. If the devil wanted to go and unable to go to Eretz Yisrael. You dreamt of Eretz Yisrael. Does it exist? It exists, because you have an Amun, it exists. This is solid. The going to Eretz Yisrael, what we say is the Guf HaMitzvah. It bothers me no end. When I go to Eretz Yisrael, and I see from Yidden watching the movies on the way to Eretz Yisrael. Imagine what someone would think. Someone from all the Doiris, they held it was Chashev to go to Eretz Yisrael. You have a person watching Ritzicha, Znos, Gliarayas, and Vitzanis. Right? So what's he doing? This is his trip to Eretz Yisrael. It's a guf, right? The guf Maisa Kedusha, right? It's not a hechshem, it's a guf HaMitzvah. So bang! He's got the Ritzicha, and Vitzanis, and Gliarayas, and Eretz Yisrael. What is Eretz Yisrael? It's no wonder that he gets Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing left. No Kedusha in the trip. No wonder if that's what it's all about. The whole trip is about that. It's a long flight. If you go to Eretz Yisrael, so all of you will go at some time, some of you sooner, some of you later. Make sure you prepare for the flight. You have to prepare. You know, my parents, years ago, in the 60s, had a flight to Canada that was, they couldn't land in Montreal, and they ended up landing somewhere else. There was no kosher food. Since then, every time anybody in our family goes, we take along a sandwich, we take along food. So you learn your lesson once, you start without food, you learn your lesson. Go to Israel on the plane. It's hard to learn for so many hours. So learn your lesson. Take along foods that are Moshe. It's hard to take a Gemara. It's hard to learn Gemara on the plane. You can learn for half an hour, 45 minutes. It's hard to learn straight Gemara on the plane. You have to take something that gives you good share. Take pathways of the prophets. You don't have to buy it, I'll lend you one. Take along something with a pen and paper that you're right. Berklachan Parsha, Berklachan. Something that's mamshach, that's meshach a person. Take a Mishnah Berurah, the halachas of the coming Yom Tov, and take notes. I learn Mishnah Berurah, I take a piece of paper. Most of what you learn in Mishnah Berurah, you know. You end up with a handful of halachas that you didn't know. Write it down on a piece of paper. And every Yom Tov, before the Yom Tov, you pull out your piece of paper, those of our office that need to be chazer. Do something to make it Gishmak. I flew to Eretz Yisrael once, it was 2 years ago. It was a little last year. I flew to Eretz Yisrael for a mitzvah on a Thursday afternoon. And the flight was delayed. I was taking the 1:30 flight. And on the tarmac in the plane, we sat for a little over 2 hours. And finally, they announced, put up your tray tables, and I'm finally going to take off. So I used the 2 hours. I go all prepared. So when the 2 hours were up, I put up the tray table. I sat there, I talked to the fellow next to me. I told him, that was so geschmack. The geschmack? He looked at me like I was crazy. Why was it geschmack? You're sitting there. It's a comfortable seat. They give you drinks. Nobody bothers you. No, is there a very geschmack? Very geschmack. The flight, why do people go crazy on flight? It's a geschmack of flight. You sit in one seat. You know, they are. The davening is a little hard. I told you, I take seat 60. It's the last seat in the back. And I have no problem with davening. I sit in my seat. The minion comes to me. Nobody has to wake me up for minion. And, you know, I flew once to Eretz Yisrael. So when I went to be Menachem Avil, or Savitsky, so I flew, I think, Matzah Shabbos after the Navi Shem. I went to the airport. So a former Talmud of the yeshiva was on the plane. He found out I was on the plane. So without telling me, he switched me to first class. Not business, first class. So I get there and I come in and they give me a ticket. You know, it said something like row one or two. I don't remember. I said, there's something wrong. You know, like, you sure you have the right name? You know, I was very upset with him. I told him, you know, row 60, I could have him like a mensch here. No. The way back from Eretz Yisrael, that's after that. Because this is worth it just for all the points I got. But my point is, going to Israel is a major event in a person's life. The fact that today it happens all the time shouldn't make that you, who are zeichet to go to Israel numerous times in your life, have nothing from it. And in a previous generation, where they were zeichet to go once in their life, they have something from it. Stolen a chassidim tell the following story. I heard this from Rav Dishon. I once said it here in the Beis Medrash. She spoke. I don't remember the occasion. He said the Stolen Rebbe, previous Stolen Rebbe, was visiting Eretz Yisrael. He went to visit Ritzi Pesach Frank, the Rabbi Yerushalayim. I don't know if he knew him or he. The Stolen Rebbe spoke to him then. He had this dream of moving to Eretz Yisrael. He spoke to him about where to move, where to build a Beis Medrash. The Stolen Beis Medrash today is the main Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim. He spoke to him about it. When they left, Ritzi Pesach Frank said to the Rebbe, he said to the Yiddish that you're going to need to come on to me. You see, you'll still have to come on to me. You have to come on to me for help in Yerushalayim. Everything is bureaucracy. Right? Shortly thereafter, the Stolen Rebbe was nifter here in America. And there was a tumult about whether to bury him in Eretz Yisrael because of the Zayar. So Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote a letter. I think it's printed in the Har Tzvi and Yerodei. Maybe even said the Stolen Rebbe's name. I don't remember. He wrote a letter. Now, what are you worried about the Zion? Because it's a bazillion to come to Moisai. Why don't you come to Chayav? He wanted to come to Chayav. He spoke to me. He spoke to me that he's planning to come to Chayav. The Zion doesn't apply to someone who's going to Chayav. It applies to someone. It's a bazillion. Moisai, you come and not Chayav. Yishon said it over. He said, oh, that's why the heart sweet meant. You're going to have to come on to me. In heaven, that's what. But the Chavivus of Eretz Yisrael, that's what it's about. So whether you'll be buried in Eretz Yisrael, you won't be buried in Eretz Yisrael, whether it will be as life for all of us to be from the generation that's not buried. But Mechayim, the Rambam says, it's Mechaper, Misha Kol Tosei Mechayim, more than Misha Kol Tosei Lachamaisai. So why you got to wait? Do the Chiprat Masay today. He goes to Eretz Yisrael, but you have to go to Yisrael the right way, with the right heritage, with the right feeling, with the right attitude, the right talking about it. Someone goes to Eretz Yisrael for a vacation, and the first Seder at least should be in the Beis Medrash. Shachar is still the Lichah Gedayah, at least should be in the Beis Medrash. Where are you going to Eretz Yisrael for a while? A lot to drain around the streets? It's an opportunity. At any rate, this is, I guess, a lesson, halacha l'maisa, from the parasha. Whether you prefer to take it as a lesson in Lachamisa or a lesson in Chayim, I hope that at least you'll take it as a lesson in Chayim. I couldn't share this.